Shalom, Mishpacha. Shalom, family. Mishpacha is a Hebrew word. It means family. And we're the Mishpacha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people that are one new man in Messiah Yeshua, Messiah Jesus. Getting ready, Mishpacha, to blow the grandest shofar on the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone, everywhere, to be red hot for the Messiah. We want everyone, everywhere, to have such intimacy with God, way beyond what religion shows, way beyond what Christian television and Christian radio shows. There is an intimacy in the love walk. I've heard it preached, but I have a man on the telephone is living it. His name, Bruce Marciano, and Bruce was an actor that was commissioned to play the role of Jesus in the Gospel of Matthew. He was born again. He went to a good church, Jack Hayford's church in Los Angeles. But I know this is a difficult question. I asked it before, but I have to ask it again. What is the difference between a church-going Sunday Christian that is genuinely born again and the realm that you're walking in right now, Bruce?
Yeah, I said the difference is day and night, and I struggle to find words to to paint that picture. You know, to make a long story short, before I was involved in making that film, and the essence of that for me personally was that I had a cutting edge encounter with Jesus and a cutting edge collision with who he really, really is, you know, in his compassion, in his care, in his joy, in his intimacy. You know, I went into that movie a born-again actor, and I came out of that movie a man so in love with Jesus, totally transformed in my heart, in my motivations. The things that I thought were important were no longer important. You know, a hunger for souls, a hunger for intimacy with God, a hunger to worship God. I tell you, Sid, I can just worship God literally in my living room for hours.
Bruce, out of curiosity, how do you worship God? What exactly do you do?
I sing, and I'm glad that I live alone because no one has to be subjected to it.
Well, I mean, do you play music and just sing to the music, or are you just a cappella?
I just a cappella. I just, you know, I love you, Lord. I give you all my heart, oh, Lord. And I make up songs, and I just sing, and I sing. And then I cry out, Lord God, I give you my life. Today I love you, Lord God. I declare my love for you. I proclaim my love for you. There's nothing other than you in my life. I just... every which way, just
Bruce. Right now, there's such a presence of God in this studio, and over the words that you're speaking, I just believe if you'll forget that we're doing a radio interview right now and just begin to worship God as if it's just you and God, would you do that right now?
Ooh, glory to your name, O Lord! Praise your precious name, Lord God. Lord God, we join together and we just bow before you, Lord God, and we proclaim you are God. Nothing else is God. Lord God, your power is immeasurable. There's nothing in life, Lord God, that can even come close to a pinpoint of a corner of the bigness of your power and your glory. And Lord God, we lay everything at your feet. Lord God, I take every crown, everything that anybody has ever offered me in terms of a crown of success or whatever, I throw it at your feet, Lord God. It's nothing compared to you. You are glory, Lord God. We praise your precious name. We lift your name on high, Lord God. Lord God, I put you on the throne of every corner of my life, Lord God. Lord God, reveal to me any corner of my life where something else is sitting on the throne, whether it be my emotions or desires or sin. Lord God, reveal it to me because I don't want it there. And I just pray the blood of Jesus cover every corner of my emotions, my mind, my thoughts, Lord God, that I would be totally enamored with you today. We praise you, Lord God. Lord God, you celebrate when brothers stand together in worship of you. And so Sid and I and all the listeners, Lord God, we just praise you, Lord Jesus. We praise your precious name. Nothing is anything in the light of you, Lord God.
Bruce, I have to believe. I'm taking you back now to when you were acting out the movie, The Life of Jesus According to the Gospel of Matthew. Describe what went on at the crucifixion scene.
Talk about a day where a guy's life gets changed. You know, having grown up hearing about the crucifixion and all this, I think of this, of the cliche that familiarity breeds contempt and complacency. And I think if there's anything that falls in the center of that, it's the person of Jesus, and especially this moment of his human life. You know, I remember sitting in the makeup chair and the director sharing that scripture. I think it's in Isaiah 53, where it says that Jesus was marred beyond recognition as a human being. I remember him sharing that scripture with the makeup artist, and the makeup artist just began to go to work. I was in that chair, I don't know, probably 2 hours, and just feeling the glue and the wax and the grime he was rubbing into my face just begin to overtake, and in a sense feeling the sense of deformity. I remember one of my eyes was glued shut and the other one was glued open, and scripture says they tore the beard off of Jesus's face. And I remember they did extensive work to kind of create that look, and just the sense of filth and deformity, and beginning on some tiny, tiny, minuscule level to catch a glimpse of the horror. And you got to understand, Sid, you know, the physical horror, that's the smallest consideration. Jesus thrust himself into the grip of hell. It's just so beyond our imaginations. I remember the very first scene that we shot, I remember we didn't want to structure it. We didn't want to structure it in terms of stunts. We wanted it to look very documentary. So we told the actors playing the Roman soldiers, just go for it. And whatever happens, happens. And I remember the director calling action, and the next thing I knew, Sid, it's just fists flying and spit flying and face into the gravel and just beyond imagination. And again, it wasn't even a billionth of what really went on 2,000 years ago. And in the middle of it all, the Spirit of God whispering to me over and over, I did it for you, kid. I did it for you. I love you so, so much. And I remember just hanging on that piece of wood, and just, it's indescribable, Sid. It's indescribable. You're just hanging there and hanging there, and every inch of you is just aching and aching. The way that we wanted to get a sense of the reality, of the straining of all the tissues and the, you know, popping of the joints and the terrible things that must have happened. So when the director would call action, I was standing on this little platform, hanging from two leather straps, and I would kick that platform out from under me. In other words, literally hang like you're being hung. And I remember just literally taking it 1 second at a time.
What emotions did you... have?
Just the horror of it all, Sid. But I think beneath it all, the cutting edge, you know, the real struggle was the confrontation with the reality that he did this for me. I just wept and I wept and I wept that entire day. And I...
Did they have to redo that scene several times, as they do in many scenes?
We shot the whole crucifixion in one day, and yeah, we had to do take after take after take. I will tell you one kind of lighthearted moment, and it was a beautiful moment, Sid. The director wanted to get a shot of, quote, the blood, end quote, because it's all about the blood. And so what he did was he brought the camera in close, and the makeup artist poured this red stuff in my hair, and the camera followed it dripping on to my shoulder in a big splotch, and there was such silence on the set, and I could feel this red stuff dripping, And my job was just to remain as still as possible because Jesus was very near death. And suddenly, out of nowhere, the director, he just started worshiping God. And you got to understand, we're standing in Morocco, a fundamentally Islamic country. And he just started shouting, "Glory to your name, Jesus. Glory to your name. We glorify you, Lord." And he just went wild in the worship of God. And so much so that he completely forgot to cut the camera, and I'm sitting there holding my breath, and you know, it's like inside I'm going, "Cut the camera, will you? Cut the camera." So it was a very spiritual journey, and you know, I could go on.
Did you feel alone?
Aloneness. That's very good, Sid, that you tapped into that, because that's something that no one ever thinks of. I discovered on that cross that there never was a man more alone in universal history. I remember before we started shooting, I remember sitting in this chair, and because of the terrible makeup job they'd done on my face, no one wanted to talk to me. No one came near me. And this shroud of aloneness, you know, people walking right in front of me and ignoring me completely, and being confronted with the aloneness of Jesus that day. If I can tell this little story, as I was sitting in that chair, I felt something on my hand, and I turned, and it was this little Moroccan girl who was just there observing things that day, and she just came over and to hold my hand, to reach out to me in her little girl way, and said, "I can't tell you the emotion. I can't tell you what that little girl's human touch meant."
Listen, when our Mishpucha read your book, The Character of a Man, your photographs of what you did and just your experiences, I believe that there are people listening to us that need to get their first love back. The world has stolen it from you. The devil's stolen it from you. And I believe this book is a first step. Order the book, The Character of a Man, for a donation of $18, and I believe that you're going to have refreshed knowledge of Jesus, new intimacy with Him, The Character of a Man, for a donation of $18. If you would like to receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. Or call our order-only line, 1-800-548-1918. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-548-1918. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a cassette tape or CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation of $10 or more to Sid Roth, that's SIDROTH, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. To see our television show, It's Supernatural, or archives of our radio and TV shows, look us up on the web at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org.